We greet you all tonight very warmly for this service, you are present here and also worldwide, who are joining us over the internet in the name of our Lord, and we wish you all God's richest blessing. Brother Helmut has another task today. He has to translate today. May the Lord bless us tonight. May He give us what He prepared for us in this meeting. For the beginning, let us sing two songs. Perhaps we sing as the first one, the song 29, a wonderful Savior, number 29, a wonderful Savior, a wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of His love and covers me there with His hand. And covers me there with His hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of His love and covers me there with His hand. And covers me there with His hand. With numberless blessings each moment He crowns. He filled with His goodness divine. I sing in my rapture, O glory to God, for such a Redeemer is mine. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of His love and covers me there with His hand. And covers me there with His hand. When clothed in His brightness, transported I rise to meet Him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, His wonderful love, I'll shout for the millions on high. He hideth my
shadows they try thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand.
Amen. Praise and thanks. As the second song, let us sing number 35. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. 35.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. And saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. Brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secures. Shield and portion be as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, why shining as the sun? God's praise than when we'd first began.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. May the grace of God also tonight be with all of us. Before we pray, and before Brother Schmidt comes to also pray, I read us a word of the scripture from Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 9 from verse 22. I ask that we stand up while reading the word. Whoever can stand up. Jeremiah 9, verse 22. Speak, thus saith the Lord, even the carcasses of men shall fell as dung upon the open field. No, it's 23. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might, let not man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, who exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Praise and thanks. We are grateful for the grace which He has given us. As the prophet expressed it here, who has understanding, John writes that God has given us an understanding that we might know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Giving us understanding. God has given us an understanding, brothers and sisters, understanding that it is the Lord who gives grace and righteousness in the earth. For in these things the Lord delighteth, saith the Lord. May the Lord bless us tonight. May He give us what we all have need of. When I look at you, then I can just guess what you need. But the Lord knows your hearts. He knows your needs. He knows what you need, brothers and sisters. We trust also tonight in the grace of God, that He makes all things well in our midst, that with each one of us, that He comes to His right, that He leads our brother, that He strengthens him to preach His word. May the Lord pour out His blessing upon all of us. This is our prayer. Amen. Gracious Lord, we thank You for the grace and faithfulness, O God. For Lord in heaven, if You would not have pardoned us, then we would not be here today. Lord Jesus, we thank You that You has given us grace even today, Lord, by giving us Your word. I have come here, Lord. We have come to hear what You have to say to us, O God. Be merciful to us. As we just read, give us understanding for everything, to recognize what You are doing in our time. We thank You for the salvation. We thank You for all the hints. But we also ask You, please bless, not only here at this place, Lord, who are present, but also those who cannot be here today. You know the circumstances. You know why. But Lord in heaven, we thank You that You are present all over, Lord, whether with the individuals or whether in groups, or Lord Jesus, as You allowed us so that Your message can be carried into all the world by the technical devices. Bless each one who listens, Lord. Give grace that we give together the glory to You and the praise. Once again, please, give us even more of Your understanding for You and for Your word. Reveal Thy word in our midst. Give grace that we open our mouths to praise You, for You are worthy to receive all the worship, all the glory, all the praise. We thank You, As the songwriter expressed it, Lord, and even if we would be 1,000 years here, oh God, yet we have only reason to thank you for the grace which you have given us. The grace was searching for us and has found us. I praise you. We are one of you whom your grace has found. Please bless also the lips through which you can speak and give us all grace that our ears are open to hear, that our hearts are open to receive, but give grace also to do according to your word so that you are glorified by it. We thank you. Once again, we ask you, please bless from the riches of your grace. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Thomas, would you please sing a couple of choruses with us which strengthen us in the faith so that we come into the right attitude by God's grace? Just a few choruses. We start with chorus number 8. Only believe, only believe.
Believe. Only believe. All things are possible for only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here.
Number 5, we'll give all the glory to Jesus. Number 5.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. And tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell wonderful love.
As the last one, I love him, I love him.
I love him.
Number 2.
I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation.
Once again in English.
I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me. And purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
To this we say amen with all our hearts. Be welcome, in particular all those who are here today for the first time. We have visit from India, visit from Africa, visit from various countries. May the Lord God give grace so that all in all languages can hear the word of God. Now it's been translated into 15 different languages simultaneously, and we hope You belong to those who can listen now what is being translated. May God bless all our translators from the riches of His grace. May He be with them, and may He give them the right words spontaneously. At the translation, in general, one has time to find the right words. If it is in writing, but if it is a simultaneous translation, one has no time to think about things. Then one has to translate. And we are just so grateful for all our brothers who are settled in the Word and who can tune in with all their hearts. May the Lord bless all of you. The same way we wish all them who are joining us online that they also are being blessed, that they can listen, and most of them, they can also watch that what is being done here and what is being said here. And then, just quickly, I have to give you the greetings. There are greetings. Yes, from Haiti. Greetings from Brother Joseph Elangwa. Greetings from Brother Jacques. Greetings from Brother Aaron. From Johannesburg. Then greetings from Brother Ngonga. Greetings from Brother Mwamba, Melbourne. Greetings from Brother Leonard Goma. Greetings from Bucharest. Brother John is sending greetings. Then Brother Mashi from India is sending greetings. Brother Motika is sending greetings. Greetings from Burma. Greetings from Kinshasa. Greetings. Brother Leon, greetings from Brother Zadi. Greetings from Brother Gerlando. Greetings from Brother Emmanuel. Greetings from Brother Chuma. Greetings from Brother Chovaba. Greetings from Brother Dean and Sister Anderson, New Zealand. From Brother Ferry. From Hungary, Brother Wendel Ellis from Edmonton, Canada, and from the brethren from Rwanda, and from Brother Nicole, and Brother Chauffeur, from Brother Bruce Clute from Cape Town, from Brother Peter Binali, from Brother Victor, from Brother and Sister Holviti from Finland, and all the believers there. Then Brother Manaka and Brother Matiyai. Once again, Brother John. Brother Motika. Brother Joe Motika. Brother from Nairobi. Brother Alexander from Tartakistan. And Brother Ilunga from Dakota, USA. Once again, Brother Ilana. And Brother Lechos. Once again, from Kolwezi. Once again, from Johannesburg. From Dr. Mbie. Once again, from Brother Ngonga. From Brother Müller. From Germany. From Brother Jean-Claude. There's another bulk of papers, whether I should read them tomorrow. But you all know that I read all these emails. But somebody mixed them up a bit here. Once again, greetings from Nigeria and from South Africa and from Kigali. Once again, greetings from Goma. Greetings. Ilunga. Greetings from Brother Remy. Greetings from Brother Alexa. And greetings from Brother Mwamba. One is in Melbourne and one is in Africa. Brother Lupombo, once again, greetings from Burundi. Beloved, we owe it to our brothers and sisters. I read these emails, all of them, but they want that the greetings are read here. And this we are doing with all our hearts. Then once again, the brethren, the ministering brethren who are here today. Where's the brother from India, from New Delhi, who came to the office? Where are you? The brother from India, from New Delhi, where are you? Somewhere. He will be somewhere. There, on the balcony. God bless you on the balcony. There we have Brother Forestieri, also in our midst. And many ministering brethren. Also my translator is also here today, who translates me into French, Brother Tati. May God bless all from the riches of His grace. Today I returned exhausted. We drove a couple of hundreds of kilometers. We were invited to a conference, and I should give my testimony before 13 different denominations from 13 different churches, Orthodox. And what kind of Egypt? In Egypt, what church is there? Pardon? Yes. All were there. And most of them could speak there. I had, of course, not enough time. And after a short introduction, I started, of course, to preach. And this was not good anymore. Then came the responsible man already, and then I knew I have to stop now. But I tell you honestly, brothers and sisters, and also you, all you newcomers, all you who are here today for the first time, we are not judging. We just have such a great pain in us. If one listens what is being said there in the religions and in politics and this and that, one can take the head into both hands and one can run away. What a grace God has given to us to recognize the day and hour and to have part in that what God is doing right now. I just hope, brothers and sisters, that it becomes great to us anew, that it becomes great to us what God has done really on us and what it really means to have found grace in God's sight. It is still written in the Gospel of John, in chapter 1, in verse 16. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Out of His fullness have we all received, namely grace for grace. Always new. Verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time, the day of salvation. As we emphasized many times, whoever lives now and who bypasses then what God is doing right now, he is bypassing God. And I say once again, we are not judging, but the people all spoke around God. The one, really, he was speaking very piously, and he said, with Jesus, God didn't succeed properly, and then he turned to Mary, and then it succeeded. I tell you, God has really helped us on the day of salvation. And the last one, he wanted to give a recommendation. What kind of political party should be elected? Let us really thank the Lord. Let us thank him daily and every hour that we could really recognize the day and hour. And also this, I would like to say right from the beginning. Today, we will pray for all who are in need, who are in trouble. We will anoint with oil. We will pray. We will lay hands on. No one shall go from here with a burden. You all know, Brother Branham not only preached, at his calling, he was told, a gift of divine healing is given to you, and you will bring the gospel and the word to the nations. And Brother God used Brother Branham in our time in a very special way. He blessed him. I repeated my experiences a couple of times, but if it's now about the prayer for the sick, already when we ended the conversation and when we were on the parking place and when we were just getting into the car, I had the burning question in me. I asked him, Brother Branham, will the Lord God also answer my prayer for the sick? And he turned around and he said, Brother Frank, everyone who is called by the Lord to preach the gospel is called to pray for the sick. It belongs together, the salvation of the soul and the healing of the body, they belong together. We, of course, do not trust a man. We trust God. But God uses man for the preaching of the word. But he confirms his word. Now let us read a couple of scriptures. Ezra said, I'm still under shock because of what we experienced today together with four brothers. But we are full of gratitude, my God, towards my God, for the grace which he has given for us. There are, of course, many scriptures. Brother Borg was reading from Jeremiah chapter 9. Already in the Old Testament, God said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Already in the Old Testament, Moses prayed, Lord, if I have found grace in thy sight, then let me know thy ways. This is not a new subject. This is a very old subject. Finding grace in His sight means to recognize the way of God and then to also walk on the way of God. I think it was Jeremiah chapter 9. Let us read once again. Was it verse 23? I think, yes, yes. Jeremiah chapter 9. Yes. Chapter 9, verse 23. Yes, very strong. Thus saith the Lord. It is, thus saith the Lord. And whatever He says, this is the way as He said it. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. But let him that glorieth glory in this. Let him glory in the Lord. This is not an imagination. This is not to think something of himself. No, whatever we are, this we are by His grace. And also here, verse 23 again. Whoever glory, let him glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, who exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness on the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Enoch pleased God. We need God's well-pleasing. At the acceptable time, God pardoned us. And this is the acceptable time. This is the day of salvation. And whoever finds grace in the sight of God will dedicate his life to the Lord. Also this, we want to say to everybody, not only doctrinally, the three areas belong for the proclamation. The evangelistic part, the preaching of the gospel, that there is in no other one salvation, but only in Jesus Christ alone. For thus it is written, God was in Christ and reconciled the world with Himself. Whoever bypasses this, he bypasses God. He bypasses grace. He bypasses salvation. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, he gets saved. Thus it is written. And we can still experience the salvation of the soul, the deliverance of the spirit, and the healing of the body by His grace. Let us think. Let us remember the words. Whoever may glory, let him glory in the Lord. Namely, that God is merciful. And also this place here, from the Gospel of John, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, our Lord. And brothers and sisters, here it's about only about the one thing, namely, that God's holy word is preached in such a way as it is written in the Bible. This I said here, I said today on this conference, whoever wants to carry out the Great Commission in its fullness, he must start from Matthew 28, where it is about the name. He must go to Mark 16, where it is about the faith. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He must go to Luke 24, verse 47. And in his name repentance of sins shall be preached unto all nations. And only then, coming to John 20, verse 23, whomever you remit the sins, them they are remitted. Not somebody with a bit smoke around himself. No. We are preaching forgiveness, and whoever believes it, to him we can say in the name of the Lord, your sins are forgiven you because you believe in Jesus Christ and in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. Also this I've said on this conference about the carrying out of the baptism. One just has to go from Acts chapter 2 to Acts chapter 8 and to Acts chapter 10 and to chapter 19 to know how the apostles carried out the Great Commission. One cannot just fantasize around. No. We are going back to the Word of God, back to the doctrine of the apostles and prophets, for thereupon the church is founded. And that's how it is written in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42. And they remained in the doctrine of the apostles. And we can say today, we were brought back into the doctrine of the apostles. Brothers and sisters, how often, Brother Branham said, the message of the hour is back to the Word, back to the original, back to the doctrine of the apostles, back to the beginning. This is the divine message for our time. And also this must be said here once. Wherever our special doctrines preached, there is idolatry. There it is only about that one special doctrine. I give you an example. With a doctrine about the seven thunders. This is such a cult, really such a cult it has become. It has become a main subject, and everything turns around that one subject, seven thunders. Then they can make themselves a golden calf. No, we are preaching God's word, balanced, and we don't give one single interpretation. We leave everything up to God, and He will bring it to pass. And also, during all the years, after 62, many years passed, and at no time we proclaimed any special doctrine. No, we proclaimed the Word of God in the original. And now the time has come that we make our personal experiences of salvation with our Lord. It's just necessary that the Spirit of God comes down and that He can revive us all anew. In these days, I spoke probably with, I think it was with Brother Miskis, and he said, Brother Frank, we have the promise, as it was with Job, that he received a double portion. Not only a restoration of all that, what he had before, but he received a double portion. And that's how it is also written in the Old Testament, in Job chapter 42. And in the New Testament, it's written in James chapter 5, in connection with the latter and with the early rain. God just used examples from the Old Testament to help us in the New Testament and to believe that the God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament. I say this time and again, and I rejoice about it, that we really, in the New Testament, we have 845 quotations from the Old Testament. It's just so mighty, the harmony between the Old and the New Testament. And we all know what a testament means. In the testament, the last will is being proclaimed. And whoever holds a testament in his hands, I had once a testament in my hand. There, on the last page, there is a cord from top right to bottom left, there's a cord, and in the midst there is a seal. And I had to think about Revelation chapter 5, the book with seven seals. The divine content may not be changed. Nothing may be added to it. Nothing may be taken away from it. And that's how our Lord said it in Revelation chapter 22, in the last four verses. Whoever adds or whoever takes away, what is with all those who add to it, and again adding to it, they cut themselves off themselves from the tree of life. I say it once again, a testament is final. It's final. There is the seal. Nothing may be changed in it. And we're just so grateful for the Old and for the New Testament, for the conformity, the same Spirit of God who foretold by the prophets what should take place was the same Spirit of God who was at work from Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, and who showed us that everything what was written and promised in the Old Testament, that it found fulfillment. And that's how it is with us in this time. We also go to the Old Testament back. We go back to Malachi. The last two verses in the prophet Malachi, the last two verses in the Old Testament, behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. But then our Lord himself repeated this, he confirmed this promise in the New Testament. Do you know what this means for me? What this really means for me, that our Lord and Savior in the New Testament, in Matthew 17, verse 11, in Mark chapter 9, verse 12, he confirmed the promise from the Old Testament. He repeated it and confirmed, Elijah cometh first and restore all things. Tell this of one of the church fathers. They shake their heads and walk their way. That what means everything to us, namely the promises of God. And this we will emphasize time and again. The children of promise believe the word of promise and receive the spirit of promise. And they are being led into all the truth. And then it is being manifested whether the Spirit of God can lead. Not the preacher, not the prophet. The Spirit of God leads into all truth. The word, the truth is being proclaimed, but it must be revealed to us by God. What was in our days in the days of our Lord. Luke 17 verse 30, the scribes rejected the counsel of God in that time because they were not baptized with the baptism of John. Yes, can you understand this? Why? Because John the Baptist was a promised prophet of God, not only foretold in John 40 verse 3, a voice crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight the street for our God, but also the promise in Malachi chapter 3 verse 1, where the Lord himself said, I send my messenger before my way. The Lord himself said it. And the Lord himself came. That's how it is written in Luke chapter 2 verse 11. For unto you the Savior is born, which is Christ the Lord, not a second person, but the Lord personally. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And all who recognized the ministry of John, they went to the River Jordan and they were baptized. They didn't remain in Jerusalem or in Samaria. No, they went there where the word of the hour was preached. Brothers and sisters, why do we come from many nations and tongues? Why are you traveling more than 1,500 kilometers? Why are we here? To hear the word of the hour, to be prepared for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are separated from all the others. One can really see it the best on days like this. Separated. We don't fit anywhere. Really not. Not anywhere. But by the grace of God, whoever hears his voice, also in Hebrews, let us read from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and then also in Hebrews also. It's just so precious and again precious. Because God has given us the grace. Here, Hebrews. The first place is 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, well known to all of us. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 2. For he saith, of course it is written, Isaiah 49, verse 8, I have heard thee in a time accepted. And in the, before we can be heard, we must pray. Whoever wants to have an answer to his prayer must firstly come to God in prayer. And then it is being fulfilled. I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have helped thee. And then, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Can we not say amen to such a scripture? Now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, today, now. Now is the accepted time. Now is still the day of salvation. The blood is still on the mercy seat. When I heard for the first time a thunder brother, who claimed that the blood is no more on the mercy seat, I was really shocked. I was shocked. The blood remains on the mercy seat even during the great tribulation, because even the multitude which has to go through the tribulation after rapture, they do wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. We are so grateful to the Lord for all the scriptures, for the clarity of the word. And one really goes from one scripture to the other. What shall I do? What shall you do? What shall you do if the blood of reconciliation is no more on the mercy seat? Then the time of grace would be, of course, over. No, we have still the time of grace. The blood is still, the blood of God, the blood of the Lamb is still on the mercy seat. Also today, everyone can receive forgiveness of their sins by the blood of the Lamb. Believe with all your heart. Call upon the name of the Lord and say, "Beloved Lord, you have given your life for me. Save me, be merciful to me, and help me." And then we will also experience it today by His grace. Then the mighty scripture in Hebrews. I tell you, the Apostle Paul, and this one recognizes at the end of Hebrews, that he was the writer of Hebrews. A man sent from God, pardoned by God. He placed everything scripturally. And here, Hebrews, chapter 3, Hebrews, chapter 3. Here it's written in verse 12, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Also about this, we spoke already. Whoever cannot believe God makes him a liar. Who are you? Who am I that we don't believe God? We can believe God. God is trustworthy. And all the promises of God are yes and amen. And here, the unbelief is connected with a departing from God. We are living in the time of the great falling away. And therefore, we appreciate it very much that the Lord brought us back to the original word, back to the original faith. As James wrote, contend for the faith which was once delivered for the saints. And the Lord himself said, I sanctify myself for them, so that they also are sanctified in the truth. And the word of God is the truth. And in the word of God, we are sanctified by his grace. The one goes with the other. Here it is written, take heed. Don't go slightly with it. Don't deal slightly. But take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of us all over the earth who are listening, that in no one of us who we believe the promises of God for this time and who we believed the divine message, that there's no heart of unbelief, but that we truly believe with all our hearts and that we can thank God for his grace which he revealed to us. And it continues here, Hebrews chapter 3. If we then read in verse 15, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15, while it is said again, a scripture from the Old Testament, Psalms 95, while it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. Also in the troubles, also in the trials. And at the moment, so many believers are going through very, very difficult trials. But please, hold fast. Hold fast to what God has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Today, if you will hear his voice, we can say, in our today, we have heard his voice. Not the many voices which are not correct, but we heard the voice which is correct, namely the voice of our Lord and Savior. It is just so mighty that we are not puffed up, but these words have become true in us, that the Lord really helped us in the time of salvation, and that we heard the voice of him, and that we recognized what serves for our peace and for our salvation. And then it comes to fulfillment in us. Grace came by Jesus Christ. It was given to you and me. Then comes the fulfillment. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Not only for a short period of time, but the election of God goes back before the foundation of the world. God has chosen and seen them who will believe, who will receive. And these names he could write into the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, the two last verses from Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest? But to them who obeyed not. Also about this, we spoke many times. Obedience is better than every sacrifice. We can bring so many sacrifices like we want. It doesn't profit us. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Then in the next verse, verse 19, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Both was there. Unbelief and disobedience. And the two verses from Ezekiel chapter 20, one cannot read them many times because they just tear apart our hearts. That God has given the promise and he swore to bring them into the land, and then because of their unbelief he could not bring them into the land. If we are disobedient and if we are unbelieving, he cannot accompany us any longer. He cannot go with us. God can only go with us if we are going with him according to his word. These verses here in the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 20, they will really touch our hearts. Here it's written from verse 5 to 8. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, in the day when I chose Israel, and lifted up mine hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up mine hand unto them, saying, I am the Lord your God. And then we can read on. And when we read up to verse 8, but they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. They did not. Every man cast away the abominations of their eyes. Neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out of my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them. All my fury in the midst of the land of Egypt. God prepared the way. God divided the sea. God did everything. Whatever he could do, he did. When we then read also verse 13 and 15, verse 13, but the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes, and they despised my commandments, with which, if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Sabbaths they greatly polluted. And then comes verse 15. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, a land flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Because they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths. For their heart went after their idols. Brothers and sisters, also this must be said here once. We said it many times already. God is one God. Although he revealed himself as creator, as judge, as savior, as whatever he reveals himself, whether he reveals himself in heaven as Father, on the earth in the Son, in the church by the Holy Spirit, he remains one and the same God from eternity to eternity. But say this to the churches. Then you must be really careful what is being done to you. All reject that there's only one God. All have different directions. But their foundation is the Trinity. Also, this we said many times. It really is idolatry. It's blasphemy. It's blasphemy to believe that God has begotten in eternity as Father the Son. This one has to imagine a human being with a clear mind. This is a blasphemy in the first grade. God is the Almighty God from eternity to eternity. And the Son was born in Bethlehem. This was part of the plan of salvation, that He comes to us, that the Word becomes flesh, and that the Lord can pay the price for our redemption. And He could only pay for it if He has come to us into this world, born into this world, being found as a human being, as a man, and then shedding His holy and precious blood for our redemption and for our forgiveness. As He said in Matthew 26, from verse 26 to 28, He said, "This is My blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many." Brothers and sisters, let us summarize. God helped us on the day of salvation, on the acceptable time He helped us. We have heard His voice. There's no rebellion in us. No. We receive it by faith. And the Lord gives the grace that it is being revealed to us. Every word which we believe is being revealed to us. The church is founded on revelation. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but My Father who is in heaven. Let us go back. Revelation chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Just the insight, the understanding of the plan of salvation. And may also all the newcomers being touched by the grace of God, that they might know there is no salvation given unto men. There is no other name under heaven in which is salvation, but only Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. That's how it is written. That's how it is written. And that's how we believe it. We're just so grateful to God. In the summary, let me say here, God is faithful. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. And we are not in the many denominations and many churches. Our Lord didn't say, "I will build many churches." He said, "I will build My church, My church." Not the Coptic church. No, I will build My church. I will redeem her. I will pay the price for her. She is My possession. I shed My blood for her. I have given My life for her. And then, "You are Mine. I redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are Mine." May all, whether young or old, may all receive the grace of God. May all believe in Jesus Christ, trusting Him. And let it be mentioned here, all who didn't call upon the name yet, and all who did not experience the forgiveness of their sins yet, please, when we pray today together, please, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in your prayer. Call upon Him. Please ask Him for forgiveness. And I can assure you, all who believe the message of the gospel, they receive forgiveness of their sins by the faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross of Calvary for us. We are the people of the new covenant. Let us say it once again. As we read it in Jeremiah chapter 9, Whoever may glory, let him glory in the Lord. May he glory in the grace of God, which was manifested in us and through us. Brothers and sisters, please appreciate it. Get thankful for that what God revealed to us. Get grateful every day anew for that what God has given to us by His grace. One can really say, all of the counsel of God was preached in our time, even up to the opening of the seven seals. Also therein, I read the first 16 chapters of the book of Revelation. Beloved, the heart really rejoices. Everything is crystal clear. Everything can be placed scripturally. It's just so wonderful. The Spirit of God leads into all the truth. And no question is left. No, not one question. Everything what is written was also revealed to us by His Spirit. May God bless in all peoples, tongues and nations, in all cities. May He bless. And when I think about it, that probably 172 countries are connected now. We have more than 1,500 connections worldwide who are listening, who are watching. Brothers and sisters, also this God has laid in such a way that the languages are available here, that the transmission can take place, that the true gospel is not only being preached to all nations, but that even the mysteries which God revealed, these mysteries can be proclaimed. On all my missionary trips, I always have to give the insight into the plan of salvation of our God. But here at this place, we can go into the deep things of the Word. And all the world can hear it. All the world can watch. This is an indescribable grace of our God. And we can once again emphasize, on the day of salvation, the Lord helped us. And in the acceptable time, He revealed Himself to us. May He give us the faith. May He give us obedience. May He give it to us that God's well-pleasing can rest upon us. Please accept it. By the blood of the Lamb, we are redeemed. By the Word, we are sanctified. And by the Holy Spirit, we are sealed unto the day of our bodily redemption. Whatever was God has done, everything what He had to do. And He will finish His work in victory. May this day, may the brothers who were with me on this conference, may it really be our day. May such a thanks rise up to God as never before. Because by this we recognize that it has become a reality, namely the Word, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Be honest, did we glorify Brother Branham? Did we glorify Paul? No, we glory in the Lord who pardoned us and who lets us recognize what serves for our peace. The full redemption, the full forgiveness, the full salvation God has given us. And also He has given us the revelation of His holy word. From Australia, New Zealand, via USA, Canada, may all be blessed all over the earth. May all be blessed in the precious and holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Let us sing Just As I Am. Just as I am, but now thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. While we remain in silent prayer before God, while we bow our heads, but while we open our hearts, brothers and sisters, may this be a day of thanksgiving, that we really thank our Lord from the bottom of our hearts, thanking Him that He helped us on the day of salvation, that it is being fulfilled in us today. If you hear His voice, we have heard His voice, we believe, and to them who believe with all their hearts, to them God will give obedience, that we connect faith and obedience, and that we thus become well-pleasing to our God, and that we live for His glory, and also all the prayer requests in our midst, and wherever in all of Europe, all over the earth, all the prayer requests, we will bring them before the Lord our God. And then for some, after the closing of this meeting, we will pray in the front here. All who, please receive forgiveness, receive deliverance, receive healing. Everything is a completed fact. Already 800 years before Calvary, the prophet Isaiah said in past tense, by his stripes ye were healed. Also in the past tense, the chastisement was laid upon Him so that we would have peace, and by His stripes we were healed. Brothers and sisters, the redemption is a divine fact here on the earth. Receive, accept. No one needs to get lost. Everybody can believe today and can receive the forgiveness, can receive deliverance and healing, experiencing it personally. Whoever would like to raise his hand so that we know for whom we can pray. Everywhere, everywhere there are prayer requests. Yes. Yes. Lord Almighty God, I lay my both hands upon your precious and holy word, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart that we can live in the time of the new covenant. In the old covenant, you promised, I will give you a new heart, I will give you a new spirit, a new life. And this you have done. And we thank you with all our hearts for it. You laid your word into our hearts. We believe every word. Beloved Lord, may all who need forgiveness of sins, may they receive it. May all receive the deliverance of the power of Satan. You are the victor of Calvary. We thank you that you rose, that you have taken away the power of death, that you conquered Satan, and you cried out, "To me is given all the power in heaven and on the earth." Also tonight, in our midst and worldwide, you will confirm your word. We thank you with all our hearts for it. Also all those who are heavy laden and burdened, we bring them to you. You cried out, you said, "Come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest for your souls." Beloved Lord, I thank you for the answering today. I thank you for your grace and for your faithfulness. And I thank you for the shed blood on the cross of Calvary, which is still upon the mercy seat. To you, the Lamb of God, be the glory. Hallelujah. Say all hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glorify the Lord. Thank him all. Thank him. Thank him. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise and thanks. Praise, glory be to our God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory. Praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. Let us sing together. Only believe, only believe. Only believe.
Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Possible, only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here.
Let us sing, "Thou art worthy, thou art worthy." Thou art worthy. All the glory, all the praise, all the worship.
marching on.
And all the people say, Amen. You may be seated. Now we ask the choir to sing a fitting song. We would like to hear it. And I would like especially thank all our brothers who are coming to translate. I would like to thank them. Brother Pacheco into the Spanish language. He comes from Hamburg. Brother Michael, he comes from London. Brother Etienne from Italy. And our brothers who are here in the surroundings, we are very grateful. May God bless our beloved brother, Gil Nobel. Gil Nobel, may God bless you. And may God bless all brothers, also those who were not mentioned by name. May God bless you. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Sinner, come to him today. Jesus prays for you. Everything is ready for you. Jesus prays for you. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Get pure in Jesus' blood. Jesus drank the cup for you. Leave this world, leave this evil world. Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Get pure in the blood of Jesus. Jesus washes your robe. Jesus gives light into your heart. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh! remain standing. I just read the last verse, verse 14, the second part. Then he said to me, Revelation 7, verse 14, second part. Then he said unto me, they are those who come out from the great tribulation and who washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Do we have another song? Revelation 7, verse 14, second part.
The victory. Glaube ist Siegeskraft. overcome the world. Today we ask Brother Tati to come to pray with us, and Brother Arben Mulai will translate him. Where is Brother Tati? Is he here?
Lord our God,
Herr unser Gott,
I thank you for the covenant.
Ich danke dir für den Bund.
We need nothing else but your blood.
Wir brauchen nichts außer das Blut.
And you washed us by your blood.
Du hast uns durch dein Blut gewaschen.
We are holy like you are holy.
Wir sind heilig, wie du heilig bist.
May your name be exalted.
Möge dein Name gelobt sein.
Thank you for what we have heard.
Wir danken dir für was wir gehört
This
haben.
This came from the throne of God.
Das ist vom Throne Gottes gekommen.
And we believe it.
Und wir glauben
we
es. It. It's
ours.
Es ist unseres.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dank sei dir, Jesus.
We love you.
Wir lieben dich.
Thank you.
Dank sei
Be
dir.
Exalted.
Sei gelobt.
Be glorified.
Sei verherrlicht.
Amen.
Amen.
Noch ich lieb ihn. Ich lieb ihn.
Love him. I love him. Because he first loved me. And purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Amen.
Amen.